Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, I think it's important to say that for anyone who's listening or watching now, that our solution does not locate anyone until the request to locate has actually been enacted. So the moment that you press your badge 3 times or 8 times, depending on what type of alert you're issuing, our network that we've deployed within the school will alert. Determine the location of the alert and where the badge is, and begin a process of alerting depending on how your school is configured. And then there's a timing sequence of constantly refreshing the location associated with that alert, with that badge in particular. Once the alert is cleared, whatever it may be, all badges that were involved in alerting go back to a kind of a situation normal status, and locations are no longer sent back to the platform. So I just want to make that very clear. So in essence, during the entire phase of an event, whatever it be, a staff alert, medical alert, or a campus alert, being a lockdown, whatever it may be, the badges associated with the alert itself are located continuously during that event. Once that event clears, badge goes back to normal, and the platform's awaiting the next action.